At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was traumatized. I kept thinking Vegas strippers, Doug's massage, excessive drinking, drug use, unprotected sex. Like, it's all, like, flashing in front of me.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it.
Because I have a UTI and I'm in pain.
And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with actress Sherry O'Terry, Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. By the way, does anyone want these Ray-Ban aviators? Because I realize they're too small for my face. You want them?
Oh, they'd be cute
on you. I think actually, because you have a little face. Here, put them on.
Let's see.
Because I feel like they're going to look a lot better on you than they are me.
Try them on.
My face, my head is too big, I think.
And here's Sherry's got a little teeny baby face.
And she's so skinny.
Yeah. Let's see, Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these are hot.
They're badass.
Here, take the case.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a credit at Tom Ford, so I think I'm just going to go and get
some big glasses for your big head.
For my big face and my big head.
Gently used glasses. That's nice.
Here, my glasses are big, but they also are full of scratches.
I like the other ones on you. I think they look good, the ones I just gave you.
Thank you.
Now, we do need to jump. Well, first of all, you look fantastic, Sherry.
Thank you.
So, I mean, you look little and tan and chic and
young. Well, with osteoporosis and all, I'm just getting smaller.
Oh, God, are we already there? We're already there.
Now, have you had a colonoscopy yet?
Yeah, I have. Mm. My boyfriend and I did it. My old boyfriend and I did it together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like... just like a day or
that's romantic.
Apart,
you prepped together, and then
you did that night before thing together.
No, he did it first. Wait a minute. No, I did it first. I'm not sure, but he never went under before. So he got down, but never went under. but got it done. Got her done.
Yeah.
Got it done.
Good.
Yeah.
I was supposed to do. Mine was rescheduled to Friday, but we may have to reschedule it again.
Oh no.
I don't know. I don't think my UTI is gone. Even after the
Gypsy
third.
Gypsy Rose, you're fine.
It's a different, it's a different part of the body.
3% of men.
I didn't know.
3%.
Guys,
I'm
really?
One of the 3%. Yeah. So I think that the infection is still there after my third round of antibiotics.
Okay, I think you need to go to the hospital.
I'm going to the doctor on Monday.
Okay. Yeah. But like, check in.
That's why do you TMI think... with the MRI and the UTI.
Yeah, that's what we do here, yes.
Jeez.
So last night I had a 102.5 degree
what?
Fever.
Oh, this is great. I'm sitting right next to you.
And the chills. No, it's from my UTI. It's from that. It's because it's the same symptoms from the infection.
That doesn't sound right.
However, I did think for a minute I got COVID in row 44.
Maybe.
I hope I didn't get. I mean, I thought at the time because we were so close together.
Maybe this is great.
But no, it's from the infection.
How do you know?
Does cranberry juice help?
No.
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 Not for guys.
Azo. But I take Azo with me everywhere I go. I don't leave the house without
Azo. The miracle drug.
I wanted to ask you because. Is it possible, I was told I was flagged as a passenger on United. Is it possible that I could be flagged as a, like, bad attitude or disrespectful?
I mean, they have a dossier.
But I was so nice to everyone that works there. Oh. I was so nice.
Yeah, but flag doesn't mean it's not like you're on the no-fly list, but for sure, when you call or if there's an issue, they keep records on everybody.
I guess what people were saying is that they have a manifest, right? So the flight attendants have a manifest, so they know if you have another connection.
Yes, they have your name. They'll have your frequent flyer number. They have
all that. So it's possible someone could have checked that I did not. So basically, I deplaned early because I said I had a connecting flight, which I did not.
But everybody
So then when I announced it on the radio, an employee from
When you say you deplaned early, just before everybody else?
Yes, because they said, please let everyone who has a connecting flight...
Oh, right.
deplane first. And so.
And you did that because you were in 44?
I did that because
he was impatient.
I did that because I'd been on the plane for 6 hours with a 5-year-old, so I needed to get off the plane.
Gotcha,
it was more important than a connection.
Okay.
So, but the United employee reached out and said that he flagged me, and said that row 44 is not good enough for me. So I guess he wants to be in row 51.
No, you could be reading it exactly the opposite from his intention. It could be like, you know what, Jeff, row 44 isn't good enough for you. You deserve row 19.
I don't think so.
It's not good enough for
That's
you.
That's a reach.
Why would you flag me? You know what I mean?
Like, flag you as like a handsome, important. Great guy.
You're important.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but it's possible.
Okay, Mr. Glass Half Full. He was flagged for bad reasons.
Yeah, probably. But you don't fly United a lot anyway.
No.
So,
I don't. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
I think
anyway.
They have bigger problems.
Who cares?
Than you.
I did want to talk about, I know that people have been waiting anxiously. Doug had a date. It was the first date in many, many, many months, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he had a date at Casa Vega, which I did announce where the date was. Did any Jeff Lewis Live listeners?
No, nobody.
Well, we asked them not to interrupt you, just spy.
Well, there was one couple at the bar that Bill said, they keep looking over at us. And I looked over. I don't think anybody was spying on us.
So, Sherry, this is a someone who reached out through your Instagram, correct?
Mm-hmm. He slid into my DMs, right?
That's what they say.
That's what the kids are calling it on the street.
That's a real thing. He slid into my DMs.
The problem is that he never really saw a picture of him. He only saw Bitmoji, which is that little cartoon character.
Bitmoji Bill.
Yeah. And he had no information, didn't know what he did.
Would
you
lower your standards? Never going to meet anybody.
So now you walked in, and was he there first or were you there first?
It turns out we walked in at exactly the same time. We both valeted, and I guess his car was either right in front of me or right behind me. I dashed in to use the bathroom first, and then when I came out of the bathroom, he was looking at me, and he was like, hi, I'm, you know, Bitmoji Bill, and he's like, I parked right behind you or whatever. So
did he call himself Bitmoji?
No. He gave me his real name.
Did he look like his Bitmoji?
He did.
Okay.
He really did.
So it was
a little more human.
It was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he handsome in person?
He's very handsome. He's very animated, but that seems odd considering it's a Bitmoji. But he's got a lot of energy. He's enthusiastic and interesting and a very attractive, very, very nice guy.
And then how old do we think he was?
He's a little young.
Like what?
He's in his 30s.
Oh, like late 30s?
Yeah, I think late 30s.
Aww, okay, that's okay. Bad. So is he 39, 38?
I don't know. I just know he's still in his 30s.
Okay, and you're in your 60s?
According to my scale, my metabolic weight is 63. you're talking about scales? Like, I have one of those scales that gives you all of your body weight and mass index, and it gives you it assigns you an age based on your body. Mine says I'm 63. No, I'm in my 50s.
What is his occupation?
So he had always worked on cruise ships, which seems to be his big, big passion. But because of COVID, he stopped working on cruise ships. Now he's working in the auto
industry. He really
is
like Jameson.
Well, I was just thinking that. Yeah. Maybe that's a better match.
Oh.
No, they're too similar. Cruise ships, redhead, animated.
That's but remember great. What Dr. Donna said. You fall in love with, you know, it's their similarities.
Not yourself. I would love to date me. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would totally date me.
I mean, I'm thinking he'd be good for... Okay, but I'm sorry. Yeah. So let's go
Have
on
a
with
good
the
time.
Date.
Yeah.
So he wants to... He did work on cruise ships.
Yeah.
But
Do
then
what?
He...
Here's... He was... cruising. Sort of like a VIP, I think like a concierge type of a thing. And I'll tell you, and this is interesting because we were complete strangers, obviously. When he talked about the cruise industry that he used to work in, his whole face lit up. His whole Aww. Body language changed. And then when he talked about his current job, he sort of like slumped over. And it's something that I don't even know that I would recognize in a friend, but with a complete stranger, I said, you need to go back to working in the cruise industry. I mean, it was so obvious to me. And we've talked since. And he said, you know, you're absolutely right. I hadn't thought about that. I think he's going to pursue going back into that industry. Really, really, really
he's
nice.
He's
going
to get COVID, like Julie and Brandy got on their cruise ship.
Yeah, well, we're all going to get COVID.
Again?
Again?
Yeah,
and
unfortunately.
Again, and again.
Are you going to see him again?
I think so.
Okay, what did you order?
I ordered I had two margaritas, And
oh wow!
And you know,
did
you
know
me.
Did you do skinny with salt? What did you do?
Not skinny. I just said a margarita
with
salt.
No, with the metabolic weight and everything like that.
Yeah. Rocks with salt.
Did you go with the oven style burrito?
No, and you know what a lightweight I am. I was tipsy. Like, I was glad to order some food. And you told me to order a salad, so I ordered a fajita salad.
Well, in case you got naked later, I just didn't, yes. I didn't want you burping up oven-style burrito.
And we got table-side guac.
That's good.
That was good.
Chunky guacamole.
Yeah, chunky.
Oh, my God, their salsa is so good.
Yeah, it was great. And he treated.
The best.
He would not let me pay.
I was going to ask. Aww. Who
he
paid?
Would not let
well,
me
Well, he
pay.
Asked you out,
wow.
right?
Yeah.
So he asked me out. So I asked if I could pay for his valet. I said, well, let me get the valet. And he had already given them money for both of our cars. So he
what a classy
actually,
guy.
Wow. Gentleman.
Too. Yeah,
how many
gentleman.
Drinks did he have?
He also had two.
Okay. Stu would have had 14.
I'm very careful. Like, I match what the other person is doing because I don't want to seem like the oddball.
What
so,
did he
know.
Eat?
Yeah, what did he order?
He was unhappy with his order.
Oh.
He ordered what I think is a tostada, but it didn't. It was.
I feel like it's all the same dish wrapped differently.
Yeah,
everything is the same
vehicle.
Dish wrapped
pretty much.
True.
Did he get a side of beans and rice too?
I don't think so.
Oh, the chiquita salad.
I mean, but that's like a heavy.
Oh, I love
that.
That
could be a heavy
salad.
Meal.
I don't remember that.
It's kind of indicator what's happening later. If they're ordering that much food, it's like okay,
well,
this isn't.
Well, we knew. I knew nothing was going to happen later. Not. That
what do you mean?
I mean,
what are you
he
talking
give
about?
Out.
I show a little bit of ankle, and that's about it on a first date. No.
Okay.
No.
So was there like an attraction?
I don't know. I think he's really, really nice. I don't know that it's like that there was a love match, but I definitely will go out again. We were both.
But maybe
nervous.
He doesn't want to go out if it's not a love match. Like I would want to go out with you again if it wasn't a love match.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like why waste your time?
He asked if we could go out.
Well,
again.
Some of us don't date constantly.
Yeah, I got to keep this going.
Yeah. We don't have all the choices Jeff has.
I mean, the way you look today, you've got a lot of choices.
Yeah, you
just have to get on those apps.
You could go outside and point. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
But Doug, on the other hand.
Okay. That's why I like to drag these things out, because then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I went on a few dates over the course of 1 year, but it's fine.
And do you feel, and maybe this is too personal, do you feel that you were sexually compatible? Because
okay.
Sometimes you don't really know.
Well, this is the thing that I was trying to figure out how to say without saying it. I believe it's possible we are not
sexually compatible.
That's not how you described it to me.
What?
Excuse me.
What, Megan?
We'll
what?
Be right
what do you
back.
Know?
What
Dish.
Are you talking about?
You used a different word to describe you guys, but might both be something.
Oh.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Not
sissy bottom.
You're really embarrassing him right now. That's wrong. Put him on the spot like
Sorry.
This. What did he
you
say?
Bitch. Let me open up my text. Let me open up my text thread and my private chats with Megan. Shall I?
Wow.
Anyway,
I will say for real, I'm so glad I went. I'm very
friend.
And I'm very nervous about doing that. Like I don't go out on a lot of dates. So the fact that somebody asked me out, I
and
think
when you do,
great.
It really you get more nervous.
Yes.
Was your last date with the sex worker in Las Vegas?
Masseuse?
That was not a date.
And it was not a sex worker.
My date was last date was Peppermill Joe, and before Peppermill Joe was the truck driver.
What about when you got eggs in Hollywood with that guy?
Oh, I forgot about him.
You date around.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to the whore now.
I'm a hussy.
You really are.
Wow. I forgot. I love
from
I
Mr.
forgot
Shaw.
About dates. I totally
Don't
forgot
for
about
business.
Him. The bagel and locks guy. Forgot about him.
What was that?
We went to Evely and
but wasn't that like a 2019?
So
I was still an intern, yeah.
Shane's balls hadn't dropped yet.
By the way, did you ever get that tar off your countertop, your marble?
What? Oh yeah, you just alcohol.
Did
answer to everything.
spill a martini and you're done.
Because remember, it came down from the skylight, right?
Yeah.
Did Oscar clean it for you?
No, I did.
You did it.
Yeah.
You got it all off.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then it was on my floor, too, and, yeah, alcohol, so it's pretty easy, and it doesn't damage anything.
Sherry, are your parents alive?
My mother is.
Would you ever go on a walking tour in Canada with your mom for 4 days?
No.
Because that's what Doug's
doing. Not even
doing.
For 5 minutes.
Because he told me today, he's like, I've got to try on some hiking shoes today, and I've got to try them out, and I'm going to walk a couple of miles. I'm like, why? What are you doing? Where are you going?
We're starting in Quebec City, and then we go on a walking tour for 5 days to different towns and different places. I think all in Quebec province, I think. But yeah, I just looked at the full itinerary. I think it looks great. We're going whale watching. We're going to a farm to make artisanal cheese.
With your mom.
Yes, with my mom. My mom and I spend 1 week together every year in August, ever since my dad died. And we usually do some big fun trip. We travel much better together.
What were the other options that you chose a walking tour in Canada?
We were supposed to go to Finland and Estonia, which I really wanted to do because I've never been to Finland.
That sounds better.
We were going to do that. And then she said,
I think a bus tour sounds better than a walking tour.
So she said, I don't want to leave the country. And I said, okay, fine. So we were looking into Asheville, all these different places. And then I get an email, Dear Doug, thank you for signing up for the walking tour in Quebec, which I thought was a scam. And then I'm looking and I see it's
isn't Canada a different country?
Yeah, but it's touching, she said. So
oh, okay. Mm.
So
you mentioned that part, yeah.
Got
as long as it's touching. Yeah.
So then I get a text from my mom. P.S. I just signed us up for a walking tour in Canada. I said, okay.
But your mom is with walking?
Yeah, I was gonna wonder. I mean, it's a lot of miles, right?
My mom, I mean, God bless.
She got a Fitbit.
86. She walks 5 miles in Central Park every day at 7 a.m. and then walks to her gallery.
Are you going to be able to keep up with her?
That's the fear. That's why I'm breaking in these shoes.
I bet you'll lose weight.
Thank you. I'm going to have a bunch of questions.
Well, that's the thing. Don't eat at every stop.
What?
I mean, if you want to lose weight, don't
What's
you think?
The point? I want some artisanal cheese.
How many miles will you be walking?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in the itinerary.
I think you should ask.
I think I shouldn't know. I have a thing on my watch. It'll tell me. But every day we walk in a different place. And then it says, like, and if you're not in the mood, there's a van that will pick you up and take you.
Is there, are there going to be tables where someone's handing you water? Like, how
does
that work?
It's not a marathon. It's like a 5K. Walking.
We're walking. No, I'll just walk into a store.
We should go and cheer him on.
His walking tour is sponsored by Nike.
It's a group of eight of us and a guide.
And can I ask, I wonder who the other people are. Are they all like over 60, 70?
Let's just say they provide walkers.
I have a feeling I'm going to be on the younger, more sprightly side of the group.
Right.
I have a feeling. We'll see.
The hip kids don't like a walking tour in Canada?
It's something I've never done before. My parents for years used to go on bike trips every year. They went to India. They went all around the world on these bike trips. I wouldn't want to do
that. You should do TikTok things for this walking tour.
God.
I mean, TikTok I'm sorry. Things. It just sounds terrible to me.
Oh, God. I know. You couldn't pay me.
But it's not for you. I'm
right. I mean, does anybody want to do that, especially with their parents?
I would do it.
That part.
Look at it's that part.
I mean, if it was a pub crawl,
whales. Yeah.
Oh, if we're drinking.
Yeah, we're drinking. I'm in. Yeah.
Well, there's probably wine, right?
Wine is included.
Yeah.
Wine is included. It's a very. They talk about wine a lot.
I might go on a pub crawl with my mother.
Yeah.
Maybe
right. Even.
We travel very well together, much better than when we're like in her apartment in the city, because we have our own rooms. We separate and we say, let's meet for a cocktail.
You don't have your
o'clock.
Own room in her apartment?
Yeah, I do, but it's okay. Her apartment. It's not the same.
Is it still decorated like it was when you were a kid?
Well, it's not the apartment I grew up in. I grew up on the Upper East Side. Then when I was already living in LA, my parents moved to the West Side. So I have no...
Did
like,
they move
I don't
all
the
your
doorman.
Stuff over? You have your little bedroom?
No, I didn't have anything. Jeff, when you grew up in New York City, the minute the kid moves out, the parents get rid of that room.
I do that, and we do that
That's
in LA.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. Yeah. I went away to college. I came back. My
she
bedroom
goes to Daddy Gage's,
to
and I
library.
Throw all that shit out.
Yeah, exactly.
Start
you do.
Over.
Can't wait.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna. I mean, that just sounds awful.
Well,
right?
We'll
does that, anyone want to do that?
I would do it.
Could you imagine my dad for 5 days bitching at me?
Jeffrey,
you pay too much in taxes. You need some more write-offs. What are you thinking? Why aren't you doing this? I mean, that you heard him in just an hour in Newport Beach.
I would walk. Off a cliff.
Yeah.
Like, I would, there's no
way.
Is
that a part of the tour?
Mm-hmm.
There is
it's
a
an
cliff.
Option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you get too tired.
Yeah. There's a van or a cliff.
Oh, God. That would be terrible.
You can't do it. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm there
well,
in 2 weeks. I'm there August 7th to the 12th.
Two we'll weeks?
See. No, I'm there in 2 weeks. It's 1 week.
Oh, God.
It's August 7th to the 12th.
So just to clarify, you are walking for 5 straight days.
We're all exhausted about the walking tour.
The hotels are very luxe, very nice hotels. So,
How many hours a day do you walk?
I don't know. There's I know we have breakfast at a hotel, and then there's lunch and dinner. We probably walk for a few hours.
I would say take pictures, but don't.
Yeah, because you don't want to see him. We don't want to show
you. Could you imagine? No, well, that would be really cute now if you do, you know, do this now that everybody's in you and you put them well, on.
And I've never been whale watching. That's something I'd like to do. Go whale watching.
I don't know. Yeah. I've done that in Seattle. You don't see shit.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. You kind of get sick, too.
Yeah, you get seasick.
Enjoy. Oh. Enjoy your trip.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger. Eating thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag. It's nice to dream about cheese for a bit. Tillamook cheddar. Extraordinary dairy.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
We are back with actress, comedian Sherry O'Terry, Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Okay, next Monday, we have Mercedes Javid and Zach Noe Towers. Tuesday, we have Carney Wilson is back. She's coming back. Wednesday, Keri Lewis will be here with an all-new promo that day, which is Keri Lewis-related. Real fucking funny. And then Thursday, we have Jackie Schimmel. And then Friday, supposed to be off for my colonoscopy, but maybe—
Probably not.
Maybe
you just
not.
Won't take a day.
I can't take a day. Megan, your birthday is Monday. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do we have big plans for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Believe it or not, no.
No
what?
Plans for your birthday?
I'm going to go to Joffrey's for lunch with my family.
On Sunday or Monday?
On Monday.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Can you write down because we're going to have to get her a gift of some kind.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I wonder if she can hear us.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Are you registered?
Hermes cuff?
No, I already have one. I've got a beautiful one.
I got a new one. This one.
Oh, that's Hermes.
Pretty. I like that.
I got it in New York.
That's very understated and masculine.
Very
and
masculine.
I like it a lot. You.
It's Butch.
I like it a lot.
Can
tough
I see
guy.
It? Can you take it off or no?
Yeah, I can take it off.
You don't have to do it now, but
oh, okay. Can we do it after the show?
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay,
I've never seen one in person.
I've been watching pictures of your addition.
Yes.
It looks massive. Like it's taking up a big part of the yard. Is that correct?
It's actually the crazy thing is it's not taking up a huge part. The yard is massive. The build is 900 square feet.
I mean, when I want to come over when they frame it, the roof is on, it's sheer walled when it looks like a structure.
Okay.
But before windows, before stucco, before all of that.
Yeah, that'll be in about
2 years.
Yeah, Jesus, it's going slow.
What are you
going
to put?
Six,
what are you
going
to use
7 weeks?
That space for?
It's be a primary bedroom, bathroom, closet.
Oh, are you doing
powder?
Sweet.
Powder with a shower.
Are you doing a fireplace?
Powder shower.
Two fireplaces, honey.
In the bedroom?
Pool bath.
Bedroom and bathroom.
That's hot. What?
Wow. Bathroom.
In the bathroom.
In front of the tub.
To toast your tub.
That's nice.
Wow. And then the TV above the tub, above the fireplace.
You're pure class.
That is rich.
But you have a TV in the bathroom, and then you have the one that comes up through the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stu and I last night, we were trying to figure out what you're spending. He said two, but I think you're spending three.
No, three.
Yeah. Okay, I was right.
Yeah.
Now, the TV that comes up from the floor, what happens if you end up getting a new TV? Then you're going to have to make a new hole in the floor?
No, the thing that comes up from the floor is just a frame that
holds
the TV.
Oh, it's like an elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, like a stage.
Yeah,
like
so
a
if you
want to
change your TV or make it smaller, make it bigger, it's the same frame. You just put it, it's like when you have, it's what you have on the wall.
Right, okay.
It just comes out of the
foundation.
I thought foundation.
It was the TV itself.
Realistically, and allotting for delays, when do you think you'll get your C of O?
I think I'll get it. I'm hoping by, God, I was hoping by Halloween, but I think it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Certificate of Occupancy.
By the way, my brother, Todd Lewis, who is, you know, he loves Halloween.
Yeah.
He thinks we should start doing an annual Chump Halloween party, something that rivals Heidi Klum's.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. I think we would end
top-notch.
Up eclipsing her.
Absolutely.
Heidi who?
Yeah.
Heidi who?
And where would we do this? My backyard?
Yeah.
Well, Todd has all the decorations, but I don't know if Carrie's going to let us use her house.
Yeah, we'll trash it.
She doesn't have to come.
But
we'll send her to dinner.
I got to talk to Todd about it this weekend. I'm having dinner with him tomorrow.
Let's do it.
I'm in Megan's bathroom.
We did a Halloween Zoom once. That was
Halloween's
a lot of fun.
A drink or five.
No, but I'm talking about a big party.
Yeah, like a blowout.
Could we get SiriusXM to sponsor some
totally
of it?
Maybe
they
we could do it
everything.
At the Venetian.
This is what I love about them. I probably should complain about this.
No, we're having a nice time today.
Okay, never mind. I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We're having a good
time. As long as there's dry ice, I'm there.
Now, are you going to make Ben?
Fog machines.
You're going to make Ben doing one of those like obnoxious, cringy posts on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Oh, for her birthday.
100%.
Okay, can we watch out for that?
Yes.
So we can
God,
read it on air.
Of course I am. It's the one time a year.
God, it's so bad. Have you
plus
seen
anniversary plus Valentine's Day
plus a cruise?
Yeah. For people's birthdays. Yeah.
No, Megan's specifically.
Oh no.
She makes her boyfriend put together these ridiculous Instagram posts about how
the light of his life, love of his life.
They get worse and worse every year.
Oh, they're so great. They make me feel so good.
I like when people. I'll do if somebody has a big birthday, a collage.
Yeah, that's
that
nice.
Like through the years.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
make Ben
that.
Do a collage.
I've done that, and I'll get pictures of people from when they were kids, you know, all the way up into present, and then I'll do funny captions. And it's like when someone has a big, you know, milestone birthday.
Thoughtful. Especially when it's
they're a big hit.
Well, I would consider maybe for your birthday. What about a walking tour in Canada?
That would be amazing.
Do you want to
How much is it going to cost if I paid
for
it? Yeah,
what's that going to set them back?
I think it's around $5,000 a person.
It's no Tahiti.
To walk?
No. That's $5,000 too much. Yeah.
I mean, the streets are free. I pay taxes.
Oh, God.
So do you sleep with the windows open? You have the second floor bedroom, so you can have your windows open.
Yeah, that's I put in the those windows, the what do you call the
I don't know.
Window.
Yeah. No, the long windows. They're just called a
double hung
picture window.
No, it's like a
awning.
No, honey.
Casement.
Three words.
Jeez.
Two syllables.
Sounds like.
It's the windows from the
hologram
top to the, all the way to the bottom, but they open like doors. What are they called?
Level
casement.
Doors.
Sidelights.
No. Okay.
French.
Swinging doors.
No.
Bar door.
I had sidelights. Those. I had those put in just
accordion.
So that
now we don't know what you're talking about.
No.
One light or two.
Okay, but you have windows and you open them up at night. That's my question.
Okay.
Screen?
Do you have a screen?
Yeah.
Okay, screen. here's my problem at the rental, and I don't want to spend money on screens because I'm moving out.
Yeah. I hate screens.
But Stu insists on having the doors open. I'm fine with the air conditioning, but here's the problem. We don't have a screen, and then in the middle of the night I hear...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Me too.
That's not good.
Like last night, at least three times, I heard...
Juliet! Juliet!
Juliet Balcony?
Juliet Balcony.
Juliet Windows.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Juliet! Juliet!
I don't even know what that is.
What do I win? That's what they're called. You have to.
I've been spraying myself with mosquito spray before I go to
awful.
Bed.
Ew.
But
no,
I could
so
still
I.
hear
oh.
them in my ears.
Just buy
I couldn't find the off last night, and it dawned on me. Dryer sheets. You just tuck dryer sheets in your clothes,
in
and it keeps the mosquitoes away.
What?
Dryer sheets.
And your
worked,
skin's
worked
so
like
soft.
Like a charm last night. Yeah.
Dryer sheets.
You tuck them
but
in your
I
shirt,
But I still
your
hear
bra.
Them
we'll
flying
get,
around
tell,
my head.
Tell you what you should
Yeah, but they
get.
Won't bite you.
They make a screen. It's $25. It's got like Velcro. Just put it on at night and then take it off in the morning. And you just temporary, just while
keep
you're sleeping.
Keep it on.
For
keep
the
it
whole
on
door.
You.
Someone texted me and told me that if I get just a bar of Irish Spring.
That works
soap,
too.
His name
and,
is Stu.
And put it, no, it wasn't him. And put it next to my, it was Kath. Put it next to my bed.
Yeah. You also can put a bar of Irish Spring in your engine. It'll stop the rats from eating through your electricity.
Do you know that I had that problem?
Yeah, so did I.
I had that problem.
So did I.
I had a rat get into my BMW and shoot through the electrical wires.
Bar of Irish Spring somewhere.
I had two of them.
Yep, so did I. Up in the hills. You do that, you put it in your engine, it keeps the rats away.
It keeps and then it's like a tool.
The mechanic told me.
Wow.
Not kidding.
Who did that by accident and discovered?
True story.
You put soap
in the engine and the rats don't get in.
I wish I'd have known that a few years
back. I know, same. They ate through my whole electrical unit.
I had rats that ate through my water tank.
You got to put Irish Spring in the water tank.
No. Just next to the water.
Dryer sheets.
Or dryer sheets.
Wow. You will get an OUTI, but it'll keep the rats away.
By the way, so I did all the inspections for the new house.
Oh, congrats.
Yesterday.
Yeah, congrats.
Or
is it congrats?
Speaking of rats.
Uh-oh.
So there's two houses, right? So the main house and the guest house. He said that there is rat intrusion in the crawl space of the main house. A lot of droppings.
Uh-oh.
So, and then when he went to the guest house, he said that the attic was pretty much infested.
Ew.
Rats. A lot of rats. Yeah, and then there's also rats in the crawl space.
Well, you'll
under the house.
Current or evidence?
Currently.
And are there people living there now?
And there's traps in the main house crawl space, and there's two dead rats in the traps that haven't been removed.
Ugh.
So there's a company called Rat Patrol, and they come out and they remove all the rats, all of
humanely?
I don't care about
that. They kill them and then they remove them.
They walk them out. They escort them.
The removal part.
Walking tour.
Escort them out.
Walking tour.
They send them to Canada.
They drop them in Quebec City.
The removal
they
part is
cheese.
Very
they like this way. They go, watch your step. Watch your step. We actually have a car waiting for you. Humanely.
They give them little Merrill boots to walk around in.
Little boots.
Here's a little gift bag. Now that's humane.
Oh, that's so. What happened?
So they're gonna go through. They're gonna remove all the rats, all the droppings, and then they go through and secure. They figure out how the rats get in,
and then they put powder.
What?
They put powder down, talcum powder. That way, when they come back to revisit, they look for little footprints to see if there's anything new since they had been there.
I've never heard of that.
I had a Norwegian rat in my attic once.
Rat.
And that's what they came and did.
Norwegian.
Yeah.
How could you tell?
It came all the way from Norway.
His accent?
He loved potatoes with dill. No, that was what they said. It was, I think, a Norwegian rat. Yeah. And they put all this talcum powder down, and then when they revisit in a couple of weeks, they look to see
it's
if there's any footprints.
Detective work.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rats have also been in the floor insulation, so that has to come out and be replaced.
Replaced.
And then the worst part is the inspector said, I think they're in the ducting also.
Oh, for the love of God. On. Just buy another house.
Yeah.
So I have to remove all the
it's
ducting.
It's their house.
Yeah.
You know what he said to me?
Moving into it.
That is so funny what he said. He's like, this is their neighborhood. I said, well, I'm about to write a big check here. Like, this is my house.
Maybe
like, I'm not going to.
Reason with them.
We're not paying the mortgage.
Compromise.
Short little.
You guys stay in the guest house.
Stay in the guest house.
Yes.
Exactly. Stay out of the main house.
Didn't you say there's a tenant there now?
Well, and I spoke to him. Well, there was a house sitter named Cody. Cody was, he's been there he's going to be there for 3 weeks. I told him all about the rats. I'm like, he was just sitting there watching TV. And I said, did you hear about the rats? I said, how long are you staying here? And he goes, 3 weeks. I said, do you hear them at night? Because there's so many in the attic.
What did he say?
He's like, no. First he thought I was kidding. I'm like, I'm not kidding. They're in the crawl space. They're in the attic.
Yeah.
They could be in the ducting.
You hear the scratching when they're
That's
going
what I said. Yeah. I said, you hear scratching at night.
I hear scratching sometimes.
But I got to call Rat Patrol.
Yeah. Humanely.
I used a different company, but yeah.
But it's those traps, I think, that shock them. That's not a...
Or they put those ones
I think that's a better way to go than that. The other mouse.
No,
like
they
the regular
also have
mouse
the ones
traps.
Where they get stuck. They're like,
I don't like that.
I used those at Gramercy. Yeah. That was disgusting.
That's terrible. Then
because
you find
they were still alive.
Yes, yeah, see?
Still
that's
alive
that's
trying
that.
To get
oh,
out.
I have one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's and they're
oh,
schlumping around dragging the trap
no,
behind them.
No, it's awful.
They drag the trap.
Okay. Any. See,
just catch them in a trap. And
they're just existing like we are. You know what I mean? Why
relocate
them?
Yeah.
Like that.
So the... Remember Vaughn, my handyman who worked for me like full time at Gramercy?
Vaughn Shed. Yep.
Well, we bought those the ones that shock the rats.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how many rats is it good for? And he actually, so he's like, six rats. And then he accidentally shocked himself and he's like, five rats.
Shitting!
Oh, poor Vaughn. But yeah, Yeah, that's the way to go because they go quick. Their heart stops.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to. I mean, you don't want them to stuck in that glue.
No, I think that's awful.
I've never heard of the shocker before.
Oh, it's the best.
I need to get one.
I think it is the most humane way to go. It's like the electric chair.
For rats.
For rats.
I still like the rat patrol and ask them to leave.
That's probably very expensive.
Escort them to
reason
the,
with
yes.
them. Reason with them.
I bet they love Hermes cuffs. Just get one for every rat.
Yeah.
And they'll be on their way.
Little baby.
So you're thinking that they would just ask, there's a little sprinter van out front.
Everybody.
And they take
watch
them out
your
to
step.
The, to
watch
the,
your step.
Next
hot
location.
Plate. Watch your step. Hot plate.
They just take them out and they drive them to the countryside.
There she is.
Mind the gap. Yeah. Or give them to snakes. Maybe. I was thinking you bring,
them
in
to snakes.
Bring in a
Georgie.
Bunch of snakes into your house for a couple of weeks, and then you just have to kill the snakes.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention this part. So we're there all day, 10:30 to 4. We had like 9 different inspections.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I met with a structural engineer. I met with an architect. I met with the surveyor. I met with the physical inspector, the chimney inspection, sewer line, blah, 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 blah. So we had Lori from my office go and pick up little pokeballs. Where do we get the little pokeballs?
Sweet Bin.
Sweet. Oh, I love Sweet Bin.
Oh, good. Great place.
Yeah,
but
really good.
They were real, real stingy with the dressing. I mean, it was like this. It was like a little teeny cup, but only not even half full of the dressing. So it was kind of dry. So what Stu did, which I didn't realize this, he went into the cellar's refrigerator of the main house, and he couldn't find what he wanted. So then he went out to the guest house, which, by the way, there's a tenant there, went in that guy's refrigerator, took the soy sauce from the guy's refrigerator, poured it on his poke bowl, then put the soy sauce back. This is all while the guy was home. But the guy didn't realize.
He helped himself.
Wait, this is your new house?
I'm
not
escrow.
Yet.
With a
no,
tenant
the tenants, living,
the
tenants
house.
Living there in the cellar.
The
no, they still have possession.
He helped himself to
some
their
soy sauce.
Sundries. In a rat infested
because
house.
He told me that last night. I'm like, yeah, that poke bowl is really good. He's like, yeah, but it was real dry, so I just got the soy sauce. So then I'm like, where did you come up with soy sauce? And that's when he told me he went into the guest house, into the tenant's refrigerator and helped himself.
Wow.
It's fine.
Well, it was open. I guess he was asking for it.
I mean,
lock your doors. Lock your doors when Stu's around.
Add $3 to the sale price.
Yeah.
He didn't offer you any soy sauce?
No.
Yeah, but he'd say,
and there was
mine's
four of
dry,
us.
Is yours dry?
Yeah.
We're all dry.
He took the chance.
You know what? But he does that because, like, last night.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Last night he went.
Oh,
no,
we're having a good time.
You know, honestly, this triggers me because last night he went out to dinner with his friends and he went to El Compadre. There was not one point in time where because I'm always thinking about other people, right? So if I go out to dinner.
So generous.
If I go out to dinner and I know there's people in the house,
yeah.
I'll say, hey, do you want me to bring you back something?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He never said a word. Mm. He never said a word. And I was thinking about that on my gay walk. I'm like, I wonder, is this something I mention? I just don't want to be a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm already.
Right.
You don't need to mention
it.
You've done
it now.
Yeah. You've mentioned it.
Just tell him and he'll do it in the future.
Mm-hmm. Just
train your environment.
Right?
Yep.
But I have been training my environment, and so he can't go to bars anymore. So that's
he can't?
Just, no, can't go unless I go with him. So but he wants to see his friends once a week. I said, fine, you can have dinner with your friends, and then they can go on to bars. You can come home. So, but last night he went to.
What if he had dinner sitting at the bar?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
there's food at High Tops.
Yes.
Right. So last night he went to dinner at like 6, and then I texted him. I said, hey, you know, take your time,
right.
Have a couple drinks, whatever, because he was Ubering. But he was home right at 7 o'clock. He was only there an hour. I'm like, what are you doing home? He's like, we finished.
Too early.
You're playing reverse psychology. Stay out as long as you want. Get home right now. You know.
Came home within an hour.
That seems really short.
I mean, I think I've domesticated him.
He wanted to see his hubba-bubba baby.
I mean, it's took me 6 months to train him. But, you know, Leah Black's right.
You've been together for like 9 months.
If loving you
if
is
you
wrong,
use Mercedes back.
Your work here is done, Jeff.
If loving you is wrong, he don't want to be right.
I do want to mention, we need to mention the C&K boxes that we sold. Was it a few months ago?
Yeah, June 2nd.
And we sold 600 boxes.
Correct.
We had 400 of them were damaged.
Yeah, arrived broken.
Okay. Our partner, our manufacturing partner, which is Fanbox, never replace the broken dishes. So what happened was in the during the packing, right? So there's a distribution center, correct?
Yeah, so they hire a distribution center. They gave the distribution center very explicit instructions how to pack it. The distribution center did not follow those instructions, put the cast iron skillet inside the baker, the ceramic baker. So about 400 of the 600 arrived broken, including the two that I purchased. Both of them arrived broken. We knew about this right away. They told us they made arrangements for all the everybody who got a broken one to get a replacement. And in fact, the first round of replacements went out. I was waiting along with everybody else for the replacements to come. And then everybody got an email on Monday saying that the company Fanbox is like going through a reorg.
Bankruptcy.
We have to have patience. They're going to work on it. I mean, not only do they owe me the two dishes, they owe several hundred people dishes. They owe Jeff and me some money. I mean, I think we're, it's not going to happen. So Jeff and I have been, you know, working out what we're going
to
do.
Here's the thing. We don't want anyone to ever lose confidence in us. And it really was a great box and it was well curated and great products. And so I'm suspect whether or not they're going to assist us in replacing these dishes. So what I will tell people is that we are going to make this right.
Correct.
So Doug and I are now going to source the dishes, buy the dishes, and ship the dishes. But
the only sort of caveat at the moment is that when I reached out to this guy who sent this email to all of us, he said he's not allowed, because of the court proceedings or something, he's not allowed legally access to everybody's data. Because I said, well, I need a list of all the customers and whatever. He said he can't give that to us yet. So I'm going to follow up. This is my mission. I'm on it. This is not even a tier four. I'm getting it done. Jeff and I will make good on this.
Right.
Nobody will.
You are not treating this like Jeff's colonoscopy.
Absolutely.
We're just going to keep putting it off. We're going to keep putting it off. But you've been nice enough to get back to everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
But there's only so much. There's only so many excuses. Like, yeah, I don't know if
this company's just going to keep putting you off. Well, they don't know if they're going to get their shit together.
I agree.
And the one person that I worked with is no longer there. That was the biggest freak out for me. As I called her, she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm not there anymore." Everybody who's listening who is waiting for a replacement, Jeff and I are going to make it right. That is our promise.
Yeah.
We just have to get everybody's info, and I'm going to be on it.
So if you can't get the list from Fanbox, then we're going to have to solicit everyone's
emails
to DM you.
Yeah.
And then at that point, we'll just...
Don't start now. Don't send me screenshots of your receipt. Let me see if I can get
I want you to
first.
Send him 7 DMs each. Oh. We are expecting... yes.
Don't. Because I'm trying to answer everybody who may not have seen the email, who's waiting for the dish. I mean, like, the last I had spoken with them was about 3 weeks ago, and they said the first batch of replacements went out.
They're full of shit.
Some of them were broken.
They're liars.
The next ones are on track.
Fuck them.
I was just been waiting.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all.
We're going to work it out.
It sounds like they're hightailing it out of town with
a rickety
pot hanging caravan.
But you think
caravan.
There would have been insurance or something, but we can't get any cooperation. But we'll handle it.
We're going to handle it.
We'll take care of it.
And it is a beautiful dish, and everybody who bought one will get one.
I want one, too.
Okay. I'll get you one. Okay. Especially once I win the lottery tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to buy everybody boats, dishes, whatever
it
is.
Megan, have you been sober?
Yeah, I was sober 3 days last week. I had a party on Saturday.
Well, that's not really sober when you drink 4 out of the 7 days.
Yeah, well, for me it is.
I was sober 3 days last month. Okay, so you're not sober because you basically drank 4 nights last
week.
That's true. Okay.
But 3 days I didn't.
72
so,
hours.
Half full, honey.
She was sober. 72
hours.
Okay, what about like this weekend, birthday?
This weekend I will not drink, but on Monday I will. I'm doing like 2 days on,
that's
three
great.
Days off, 2 days on, 3 days
that's
off, you
good.
Know, sort of like that.
That's good.
It makes me feel better.
I'm doing the same.
Yeah.
And you get out of the habit of just, it gets you away from doing it just because you can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Habitual.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not even craving it anymore.
Nope.
But see, tonight we're going to do the sushi omakase thing.
Yeah.
And I really want to do that sake pairing.
Do it.
So I'll do it tonight. So I didn't drink last night. I won't drink Saturday.
Yeah, see,
I won't drink Sunday.
Moderation.
But I'm going to drink tonight.
Yeah.
But I probably, you get pretty shit-faced doing that sake pairing.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Because you're looking at 20 pieces of sushi.
Yeah.
And then you have the sommelier. He comes by and he pours you a little cup of sake that complements the sushi.
That's so amazing. Mm.
I've never had that before.
I would love
that.
I want to
do
that.
It is the most amazing experience.
Where do you do
this? Going to Sushi Bar in Encino. Mm. And
what time?
5:30. But what's great, you get there a little early, and they give you like they also give you a little bit of a sake,
a welcome
little
cold.
Sake drink.
Okay, that's
cold.
What I want for my birthday.
It's amazing.
Do they have gift cards?
Oh, that's a
you know what?
Idea.
I'll get you a gift card.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'm going to do that today.
I would love
and
that.
And you can take me. Thank you.
No, you obviously want to. It's romantic. You're going to want to take that.
Yeah.
So
that's
only
perfect.
They only
that's
accommodate like 8
I've never
to
even
10
heard
couples.
Of that.
Yeah.
And you're in, you kind of, you walk through the kitchen. There's this like really cute room, and then there's only 8 or 10 couples, and but they have like the plastic in between the two seats, so it's private. Like you can talk,
you can talk shit.
You can talk shit, and you can't. They can't hear you. You can't hear them. So it's almost like, you know, it's like you're even though you're sitting at the sushi bar, you're kind of by yourself.
Stu's very loud. Are you sure that they can't hear?
He's
if you talk
so
shit?
Fucking loud.
He's
you're
like,
right.
I think everyone will hear every word he says. So don't talk shit if you're close. That's okay. Just my advice. He's so loud.
And if you don't like sitting close and having people listen to your conversation, never go to Sugarfish, because you're literally sitting on the person next to your lap. I mean, the tables are so close.
Yeah, no. I usually just pick it up to, I don't love Sugarfish. It's okay.
Oh,
I get it to go.
You can't get it to go. That is,
you can
that's
if you
like
pick
having,
it up.
I've never
I got the little
just
boxes.
Just keep it in the trunk.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Keep it in the trunk.
Lucky you. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so that's what I'll do for you.
I would love that.
That's a nice gift.
Can we look into that today to see if we can buy our gift card?
Yeah.
Can you write that down, Shane?
Yeah. Megan, act like you're surprised when you get it.
I will.
Yeah, Shane, could you stop texting
honestly,
your friends?
It's an amazing gift.
I'm going to get you a gift.
I can't wait. I've been wanting to
it
go.
It is the best sushi I've ever had.
Okay.
But here's the thing. What you need to do is, okay, so they're
going to- Eat it in an Out Burger first?
No.
Okay.
You're going to get 20 courses.
Okay.
20 little pieces
20
of sushi.
20 pieces.
Okay.
20 pieces. In the end, they will say to you, they're going to give you like 20 minutes. Just like, does anyone want anything
additional?
And so what I have not done, and I've been there 3 times like a moron, is I need to, as I'm tasting it, I need to write it on my phone what I love the most.
Oh, that makes
so
sense.
So then
yeah.
when we're done, I could say, can I have one more of those? Can I have one more of those? Because you are kind of still hungry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I like to get sashimi. I don't want the rice because that's just filler to me. It's like thin crust pizza.
But it's the vehicle.
Thin crust pizza.
All right, I wanted to ask you because I did watch. I didn't watch it live because I was working, but I watched it later. You're seeing Kay last night.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so explain this quickly. This compressed caviar. I've never seen that. And did you put it in the martini?
Yeah, so we did it in the martini because at this one restaurant, Petrosian, that's how they serve their caviar.
They serve it in the vodka.
Yeah, they serve it on the skewer in place of an olive. And they have some proprietary process. They take caviar, it gets compressed into a small cube, so it doesn't dilute, it doesn't fall apart.
Disintegrate,
thank you. It stays intact, and it's 100% caviar. Ooh. They have all these really fun, innovative caviar products.
So you just do a straight up like vodka with like a little twist or a
she
little.
She did the beluga vodka.
But obviously you don't want to put olive juice in with the caviar. And can you taste? Does it taste different?
It doesn't impart any flavor.
I've never seen
it's
that done.
Just, instead of eating the olive, you're eating a caviar cube.
Block.
But you said that cube was like $70. But do you cut it into?
No. It's many little cubes. It's a jar of these small cubes.
Oh, so you can reuse them over.
No, you eat it. It's like.
No, but I know, but there's enough where you can have multiple martinis.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was like $70 a cube.
No. It's a little jar. There's probably 24, 25 cubes in that jar.
I've never seen that done.
Well, you're going to be receiving one when they come back in stock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you guys also made caviar.
Caviar pie. It was upscale easy with Jackie Schimmel. She did like creme fraiche, shallots, chopped egg, and then caviar. Mm, and we ate it with potato chips.
And you can check that out on your Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram at Doug Buten.
Okay. And then are you still on Cameo?
Yeah, I'm still on Cameo.
Are you on
course.
Cameo, Sherry?
You used to be.
I think so.
That means no.
Yeah.
Not a trick question.
Way to promote yourself, Sherry. Okay, all right.
Speaking of Hollywood.
Hollywood Houselift season finale streaming now on Amazon Freevee, or you can go to Amazon Prime, search Hollywood Houselift, and it'll direct you to Amazon Freevee, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then also, I've curated products inspired by the show. If you go to Amazon.com/Hollywood Houselift, you can buy now from their web store.
That is great.
We just started doing that.
Oh,
it's a new thing.
Good for you.
Oh, great.
Kinahara.
Amazing.
Sherry Otieri, thank you so much for being here. We'll be back on Monday with Mercedes David and Zach Noe Towers. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.